the web girl. You are the youngest person on the show. What are you, 24?
Yes.
All right. And I'm only 32. I don't think I'm that old. You two probably disagree. But I just been finding lately that I don't know what the kids are saying anymore. I don't know what's cool, what's hip.
That's why we've recruited Liv the Web Girl, our producer and sidekick on the show, to keep us updated.
All right, so Liv, tell us, I guess, what the new slang words are. What's going on with the kiddos out there?
Okay, so have you heard on, like, flex on them and you're like, flex?
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm going to roll up and be tough, right?
Yeah, it's like to show that you're cooler or stronger than another person and kind of like showing off like, ooh, flex on him.
Yeah.
Flex on him.
I like that one. I've said that one before.
And been like, oh, damn, he's trying to flex. Like,
Show off.
Yeah, okay. So you guys know that one.
So is it cool to flex or is it like, man, don't be flexing?
Don't actually flex, Joe.
Like, pew, pew, pew. Look at that flex.
Nope.
You like that bicep flex?
No, not that kind.
That little pea.
What?
That's,
no.
That little what?
That little lima bean.
This is a lima bean? I wish. Oh, my God. You should see my bicep bulging right now.
Okay. And then have you guys heard of, like, no jumper?
No.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, I got no jumpers. My car's dead.
Nope. Definitely not that. Not jumper cables. Okay. No jumper. I just think these are all so funny. No jumper is when someone isn't cool and, like, can't flex on people. So you're like, wow, no jumper. Like,
I've never heard this.
Well, that's my point.
Thing. And this is like, I think it's referencing like basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. So like a jumper in basketball, but like no jumper means like, hell no, you're not cool. You can't flex on people. You're embarrassing yourself.
Okay. Good to know.
Like no jumper.
See, now I'm getting confused. Like would somebody say like, here I am trying to flex my bicep and like, no jumper, Joe.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Oh, man. Or like if you were like dancing at like the bar, like you're dancing at like Red Room on a Friday night.
Oh, I've been known to do that.
Oh, no jumper.
Do people type no jumper on social media?
I mean, I've seen it.
Or is this something that they just say out loud?
I think both.
Okay.
Seen it on like people's like Instagram stories.
I was gonna say with somebody
like
take an Instagram story of me dancing and be like hashtag no jumper.
100%.
Yeah, maybe not hashtag no jumper.
Oh, we're not hashtagging
like, no
anymore.
I mean, you can hashtag.
Is that kind of a no jumper right there? Me using a hashtag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll use hashtags to be ironic sometimes. Sometimes I'll use them for real, but not really.
Wow.
Yeah.
I learned something new every day here.
Okay. And then do you guys know what YFM means?
YFM?
The acronym. Yeah. Like, you know how like TBH means to be honest?
YFM.
YFM.
Hold on, about it.
Let's think here. All right. Let's.
Doo-doo.
YFM. Alex, any idea?
M as in mom or N as in nest?
M as in mom.
Oh. Like FM. YFM.
YFM.
You freaking moron?
No. She's...
I love that. No, that's not what it means, though. But people use this. This has been all over social media.
I don't know. I don't know this one.
Joe, do you have any guesses with YFM?
I would be like, you funky monkey. You know, like you get
you
down.
You funky monkey. Monkey. No. It means you feel me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yo, that brand new Post Malone is dizope. YFM.
Yeah, you wouldn't say it, but this is like, you'll see this on Twitter, Instagram,
hashtag
texting.
I've seen this one, yeah.
I mean, Joe, we got to get over your obsession of hashtags. I don't know what it is, but hashtags are not that cool anymore, okay?
When did hashtags leave?
A while ago.
Like, I would hashtag Murder Monday because, like, that's topical. That's, like, a weekly thing that we do. And, like, if you want to find it, that's an easy way to find it. But I'm not going to hashtag YFM. Like, oh, wow,
just
this
pic
is so cute. Hashtag YFM.
Yeah.
No, just type YFM.
Oh, okay.
I've got some more, but I think I'm going to save them for next time.
Oh,
I think we got
cool.
A good little lesson here.
You left us on a cliffhanger.
I hate when that happens. All right, Liv the Web Girl right there. New slang words. Thank you, Liv.